Hi, I'm Kate Botello, your host of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks. It's in the name of countless pieces of music. But what makes a sonata a sonata? We're going to figure out the building blocks of a sonata using Mozart's Sonata No. 16 in C major today on
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts, friends. I'm your host, Kate Botello. But before we get into the episode, let's start off with a little Quizlet question, shall we? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was famously a child prodigy, but how old was he when he started composing music? How old was Mozart when he started composing? Have a guess? We'll stick around to the end of the episode to find out the answer. Today, we're going to take apart a Mozart sonata to see what it's made of. Now, the term sonata can mean a lot of things, but we're focusing on it as a form a piece of music can take. Now, there's a pretty standard recipe that a sonata follows, and it has three parts. The first part is the theme, or if we're being fancy, the exposition. This is followed by the development, and then it finishes off with a recapitulation. Now, that's a lot of big words, and that means there's a theme. The theme changes, and then we return to that original theme at the end. So what's all that mean? Let's listen to how it works in Mozart's Sonata No. 16 in C major. Okay, so here is the exposition. Has a first part and a second part. And then we hear that whole thing again. This is called a repeat. But then things change, or they develop. Notes go up, they go down, they go all around. Now, this development is pretty short, though, so it's about time that... Hey, there's our theme again. We have recapitulated the theme, meaning that we are returning to or restating that initial theme, right? Then, just like the beginning, we hear it twice through. And then it's over. Hey, thank you, Mozart. That was really helpful. Thank you for sharing how to build a sonata with us today. Should we recapitulate the parts of a sonata one last time? Yeah, I think we should. I agree. Exposition. Development. And recapitulation. Or theme, other stuff, theme returns. And now you're experts. At the beginning of this episode, I asked you, at what age did Mozart start composing? We know he was a child prodigy, but what does that mean in his case? Desk roll, please. He was 5 years old. Five! Mozart composed his first piece of music in 1761, at age five. And by the time he was just 6 years old, he had performed before two imperial courts. Sprouts, head to our website, classicalsprouts.org, to see videos of the score as you listen to this piece, see a diagram of the parts of a sonata, and a bunch of other sonata examples to test your knowledge on. Also, be sure to follow Classical Sprouts wherever you find your podcasts and find and follow us on Instagram at Classical Sprouts, where we always have fun content. Until next time, I'm your host, Kate Botello. Classical Sprouts is produced by Emily Duncan Wilson with support from Amanda Sewell and is produced by Interlochen Public Radio as a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Oh, I'm going to have that stuck in my head all day now. Oof. Byesies.
Interlochen Public Radio.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.